apparently you're not the only one who likes to talk football.
Yeah?
Dave called in.
This is the LSU team song here he's playing right now.
It's the last chance. You got to give it to you. One more week, Rosie.
Yeah, we'll wait
one more week, baby.
One more week. Dave called in?
Yeah, he wanted to tell you that Centennial High School is number one for the state.
They won the championship.
They won.
Last
he could
night.
Hardly talk, though. He was so hoarse. I told him I have to make you be still at high school games because you yell so much.
I used to. My voice used to do that, and then I could do a Saturday morning broadcast, but I can't yell all Friday night and still do a show on Saturday morning.
Well, he was very proud of those guys. He was their coach as freshmen, so.
Awesome.
Thanks today, volunteer coach.
High school football, nothing, hardly a more pure sport on the planet, right?
Where is Centennial?
I don't know. I do know
they play Desert Ridge.
Peoria Unified School District. Oh, West Valley. Okay, nice. Of the Phoenix metro area. Congratulations.
And
That was Division One. That was important for me to tell you. Division One.
Okay. Well, that is a big deal. But
that is a big deal.
Hey, you know, somebody, you give me a hard time all about those jackrabbits. Guess what? There's a jackrabbit viewing party in Scottsdale, and someone called in with it. So how about that?
That was our same Dave.
We have other jackrabbits in the audience.
This is the second one that
we've got two jackrabbits in the audience.
Absolutely.
It's a jackrabbit takeover. Watch out. Where are we going from here? Let's get back to our caller in Tucson on the smoke alarms. I think it was Mike on line two. Let's bring him back into the conversation. Hey, Mike.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay, so to reset the question, because we had to take it before the break, sorry I couldn't answer it all, is you've got a condo that you've got smoke detectors in that you're thinking about doing the combo unit, the smoke detector CO2 detector, and do I think the 10-year lithium batteries are reliable enough to use? And my answer to all of that is, yeah, I love the combo units and I love the lithium battery option. So particularly in a situation where you're preparing to rent the property out, you know, in between tenants, you can get in there and check the batteries, but at least you're not having to impede on them once a year getting in there and changing out batteries.
Oh, okay. And my wife also has, what do I do with the hard wire? Just leave it in there? And
yeah, well, you know, that's a good point. You know what you ought to do? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to give our certified security expert a call. It's Tekna Security. The man's name's Jared. Here's his number, 877-835-6287.
6287.
Yeah, just let Jared know we talked on air, and there were some specific questions there. Let Jared, the expert in the most current information in that arena, give you the information, okay?
We'll do then.
Okay, Mike, thanks for listening, and happy holidays, my friend.
You too. Thanks a lot, Rosie.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
One of the things, you're loaded up on text.
Well, I was going to ask, do you want to go to calls or text?
Your keyboard is like smoking over there. Holy cow. Who's trying to get in touch with us through the text?
Well, it's funny. I don't know the names unless somebody puts it in. It just shows phone numbers. Okay. But I do recognize phone numbers, especially when it's my sister. She says, love the texting. It's hilarious. You guys are so hip. So at least we know someone in Minnesota streaming.
Okay. All right.
Someone else from Iowa or an Iowa sympathizers texted in, Hawkeyes 12-0. And then Gilbert, Denise wants to know what to do about woodpeckers on her second story home of her house. Help, help, help.
Well, that has to do with a topic I wanted to cover here on ladder safety.
Because you got to get up there in the second story.
Because you got to get up there. And I mentioned earlier one of the biggest mistakes I see people make in violating ladder safety is they go up a ladder in thongs.
You must not live in the same neighborhood as I am.
Flip-flops. Flip on your feet. Flip-flops on your feet. Thongs.
Fling-flongs.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Flip-flops.
I think you're painting
a different picture.
Well, either way, I'd say go with no.
No matter where you wear your thong, don't wear it on a ladder. But flip-flops are absolutely the most dangerous footwear you can wear getting up and down a ladder. The second most dangerous thing you can do on a ladder is turn out from the ladder and descend with your back to the ladder so that you're trying to catch each ladder rung with your heels instead of your toes. You only have to come sliding down that stepladder one time to realize that's not a good tactic. I was actually reminded of some ladder safety tips just earlier this year when I was trying to refinish some vigas and latias at my house. One of the basic rules in an extended ladder is don't allow your navel or your belt buckle to go outside of either one of the ladder rails.
That's smart.
I was a little beyond that when I fell. And fortunately only broke one rib.
Do as I say, not as I do?
Well, that's what I'm saying, that I needed a refresher course in that. The other thing I see people do a lot is they set the stepladder up against the wall and they don't ensure both feet are adequately securely anchored to the ground. It's got a high spot in it. They don't take a couple minutes and move the construction debris or level off the ground area. And it's okay three or four rings up, but once you get six or seven rings up, if both those feet aren't securely anchored, you're gonna have a problem. And you get up there.
And you get up there, and it's not pretty on the way down. It can be a very tragic, the number one cause of people checking into emergency in America is due to ladder falls.
You think so, we could say that enough times, but apparently, you know, a lot of guys don't read the directions. See.
Well, that's true. But we'll have to see what the results are in Arizona. Have those check-ins gone down?
Oh, maybe we've done our homeowners
down in Rosie on the house. I think we need to do an update survey here. I think we're probably the lowest in the state for ladder falls.
At least among Rosie on the House listeners.
Yeah.
Our people are smarter.
You know, I would say, just to, speaking from experience, if you see someone fall off a ladder, you'll take this a lot more seriously, because I've seen my buddy fall off a ladder, and he was doing what Rosie was talking about, facing outward, and I ran, and I thought he broke both his ankles, because he got his feet in between the two rungs, and then a 12-foot ladder lands and slams. I can't believe he didn't break his ankles, so once you see that, you'll actually know we're not joking around. That's some serious stuff. You can really get hurt.
Well, so once you do it, you probably won't do it again.
To knock someone off a ladder if you see it, so you scare yourself. Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, learn from example. I mean, you got to have like a cousin or something that's around during the holidays.
So let's see if we can get back to her text question.
On woodpeckers
up at the second story of the house.
We have a pretty good article on that at rosieonthehouse.com. Click on the DIY, do-it-yourself question and answer. You would select your region, select extermination. It's either going to be under extermination or pest control. I'm doing this real time. I think we posted it in both for ease of convenience. Right there under extermination, there's a woodpecker article. There you go. With a great list of options for encouraging the woodpecker to find another place.
Yes.
One of
the best products we found is just plain old simple Tabasco. The woodpecker will generally tend to return to the same two or three areas, creating the hole bigger and bigger and bigger. Just go saturate that hole with Tabasco, or you can put a little Vaseline jelly in the area and just take handfuls of cayenne red pepper and just apply it with the Vaseline holding it there in place. And once or twice the woodpecker may come back, but eventually he's going to find someplace else to go. He's going to decide that your house just doesn't taste as good as he'd like it to taste. So, cayenne red pepper or Tabasco, spread liberally and generously over the areas that they're attacking, will probably get you some relief from that. And you know, the other horrible thing about woodpeckers is during the mating season in the spring, they'll land on top of a zero clearance fireplace with a metal smoke arrestor up on the very top. And then the louder noise they can make, the bigger breeding habitat region they can claim. And there's nothing louder than a woodpecker on the top of a zero clearance fireplace at 4:30 in the morning, about, you know, mid-May, waking you up. It literally sounds like a jackhammer in your head, particularly if that fireplace happens to be located in a beehive fireplace in the corner of your master bedroom. That can be tough, but we have found the cayenne pepper and the Tabasco sauce to be pretty darn effective in fighting the return of the woodpecker. And once they have you identified in that region and they like it and it's worked well for them, they'll come back the next year and the next year and the next year. So it's best that once they start something like that, to discourage them as quick and as early on in the process as you can. Do we have time to try and take Faye?
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join us on the phone lines in Tucson. Faye, good morning. How may we help you?
Changing the topic here. Good morning, Faye.
Yes, please. Changing the topic. We have a small floor lamp that uses a halogen bulb.
Okay.
And the bulb got broken or went out when the lamp tipped over.
Okay.
So I went and bought another halogen bulb, same wattage, made in a different country. One was Japan and one was China. And we put it in and turned the lamp on and left it on for a while.
Okay.
And then we went to turn it off, and it had made the line switch so hot that we had to unplug it. We couldn't touch the line switch that turned the lamp off. And you know what I mean by a line switch.
Right, right.
Yeah. So now I don't know what to do. We love the lamp. We don't know what's happened here. They were both 100-watt bulbs. They were both the same size, same length and everything. So where do we go from here?
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do, Faye. I'm going to give you the phone number to our friends over at Statewide Lighting.
Oh, great.
Okay, and I want you to give them a call. Now, they're up in the Scottsdale area, but they'll be able to talk through the bulb compatibility problem that you may be having.
Okay.
Their number's 480-391-0452. 480-391-0452. And ask for Alan or Robin. They own Statewide Lighting. They're Rosie certified light fixture and light bulb specialists in the state of Arizona. And just visit through with them what your specific dilemma is and give them as much detail about the bulbs that you've bought as possible. And they'll be able to sort that out for you.